Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grow With Us. My name is Evan Barton, and I'm your host who helps create conversations with the innovators and leaders of a growing tech center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Grow With Us podcast highlights the work of community leaders, tech entrepreneurs, nonprofit professionals, and talent development advocates in Tulsa. Grow With Us is a podcast of In Tulsa. In Tulsa's mission is to connect talented individuals and companies to stimulate economic growth in Tulsa and to create more prosperous communities across the region. Each episode, Grow With Us discusses the growth of opportunities, the growth of communities striving for change, or the tech and innovation that is changing the landscape of Tulsa. On this episode of Grow With Us, I'm chatting with Leander Howard II, the Chief Marketing Officer at RightSea. Leander and I chat about his entrepreneurial journey to joining the RightSea team, moving a company to Tulsa for venture capital funding, and how they are expanding their reach in Tulsa through partnerships with local institutions like Tulsa Community College. Welcome to another episode of Grow With Us. I'm really excited to have Leander Howard II here with me to talk about startups, talking about his product, and really excited to just get to know you a little bit more. So thank you for being on here.
Nah, man. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate you inviting me on the show.
Absolutely. We have an experienced podcaster in our midst. You've been doing this thing too.
Yeah, man. I like podcasting. I think it's a good way for me to vent and it's like my vocal diary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like to just give game and share light and document the process. So
yeah,
it's cool.
Absolutely. I think it's such an interesting medium. I think for me, I always get this weight lifted off my shoulders because for some reason, there's a lot of thoughts going on in my head. I'm a vocal processor. So I really feel like I get it all out when I'm podcasting and processing.
No, facts. Yeah. Podcasting is a good way to, I guess, get things out of you.
Yeah.
I like just talking about the things I do. And, you know, you feel like you never go through things that other people go through until you share them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I get people reaching out like, man, I'm going through the same thing, or I didn't know I could do that, or I've been struggling with this as well. So it's a good outlet to build relationships online too. So I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I am glad we kind of share that. That feeling about it. I'd love for you to kind of introduce yourself and tell our audience just your story in whatever way you're comfortable.
Yeah, most def. So my name is Leander Howard II. I am a father, a God-fearing man, and then I am the CMO and co-founder of a company called RightSea. We do two things, but our main mission is we're revolutionizing the way people find work and employers find quality talent. And we do that in two unique ways. One way is called Managed Career Services, where we came up with this unique way to integrate with job boards like Indeed, ZipRecruiter, Monster, to offer white label career services to all of their users. So if you know a job board, it's a marketplace, right? Marketplaces serve two unique audiences. One side is the employers. The other side are job seekers. Most job boards right now are monetizing the employer side only. So employers pay them X amount of dollars a month to advertise job listings on their platform.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other side which is the candidate side, that they're not necessarily monetizing, directly, right? So we came up with this way to offer a free resume review, and it's all white label technology. So meaning that they can put their own branding on it, their logos, their color schemes, their domain, and nobody will ever know that it's us running the platform, which is pretty unique. So we offer a free resume review when users sign up for the platform. They opt in. They have a unique link they get with tangible feedback about their resume, the ATS, the structure, the language. Are they using the right words, the verbs? Do they have a skill section? Things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then inside of that resume review, we have 1 to 4 packages listed. And we have 4 services that we offer. So we offer resume enhancement, LinkedIn profile development, cover letter development, and something called reverse recruiting, where we actually apply for up to 200 jobs on the candidate's behalf.
Wow.
And those packages range from $150 to $1,000.
Yeah.
And people are buying them based off the resume review feedback, saying, okay, maybe my resume is best quality. I do need to work one-on-one with a career coach to help streamline this job searching process.
Yeah.
Right? And then how we make money is we partner with job boards. So our go-to-market strategy is that we don't pay to acquire these users. So we acquire users by them uploading their resume for free, right, through the job board partnership. And then they get a commission of every paid sale. So say we partner with a job board, somebody purchases a package for $100. We have a 75-25 commission split or 80-20 commission split If somebody purchases a $100 package, we'll keep 80 and the job boards get 20.
Okay.
Yep. And that's how the partnership works. And then the second way is we have a career mobility suite. We actually acquired a company back in October. It's actually a site called acquisition.com. If you're looking to acquire like startups, like smaller startups, people that bootstrap mainly, or maybe raise a little bit of money, like angel investors, things like that.
Yeah.
That just want to get out the business, right? They grew it to a certain milestone and they're like, hey, somebody take this off my hands. Yeah. It's a good business. So I'm selling it for $1.5 million. Come buy it.
Yeah.
We acquired this company. It was pretty much our product roadmap for like 6 months, right? It was a steal. And we acquired the product manager that was that built the product, which is great. Mm-hmm. So he got to keep building the product, came and joined our team. He knew the product because he built it, right? And just let him keep doing what he's doing. We acquired that company in October. And it's an AI resume builder, AI cover letter generator, interview prep, AI interview prep. You have a job search tracker, a contact tracker, and a salary negotiation and benefits assistant. Yeah. So we sell this directly to consumers so that everyday job seeker can sign up. We sell on a weekly basis, biannual, so 6 months, and then 12 months basis. And that can range from like $7 a week to $89 for 6 months or $130 for the entire year. The platform is called jobsearchgenius.ai. So anybody that's searching for a job can go sign up for that.
Yeah.
And then we also sell it B2B, right? I love B2B. B2B is business to business for anybody that doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we partner with, or we sell licenses to universities, community colleges, workforce development, nonprofits, boot camps, and workforce development centers. And by doing that, we are enabling the people that serve professionals or students to streamline their job search with AI. So for example, we just partnered with Tulsa Community College.
Awesome.
Yep, so that's, you know, we came to Tulsa February 1st, my co-founders came. My first day was February 3rd. So we're coming up on that year, which is pretty—
literally, it's like tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, literally. Which is kind of crazy to think about. We've been here for 12 months already and it's been life changing, right? But we partnered with Tulsa Community College and they're going to do a pilot with us to where they license our software for X amount of students.
Yeah.
And now we have like an admin portal to where career counselors at Tulsa Community College can see a bird's eye view of what students are doing.
Yeah.
How many CVs have they created? How many cover letters have they created? What jobs are they applying to, right? What type of jobs are they applying to, right? Can we recommend similar jobs or even better jobs? Yeah. Does this even fit their career goals, right? They can see that from an admin level.
Yeah.
So it's not just the consumer product, but it's like giving the resources and the data that the higher ups need, right, to determine if they're providing their students the right resources. And is this helping them get placed in internship opportunities and full-time opportunities?
Yeah.
And I like B2B too, because from a sales cycle, right, it might be a longer sales cycle, but it's less risk because I'm locking in 12 months, 24 months, 36 month contracts.
Yeah.
And all I got to do is keep the company happy.
Yeah, exactly. Maintain that relationship.
I got to maintain a relationship. Yeah. I got to get them to renew every year.
Yeah.
Versus a consumer, which I'm not knocking, I'm just talking about business, right?
Yeah.
A consumer could buy for $7 a week and then cancel.
Yeah.
Right? Where churn could be higher. right. Churn could be higher.
Yeah.
So you're a business owner, that's something to think about. Now, it does take longer to acquire or get a signed contract with the Tulsa Community College or a workforce development center. It might take a year or 6 months.
Yeah, negotiations.
15, 20 meetings, right?
Yeah.
But once you get it, you get it. And now you just got to maintain it, right? So those are the two products that we offer at RightSee. And then previously before that, I was running a company called Spark Your Resume. That was my first business coming out of college, where we helped entry-level to C-suite executives pretty much land their dream job in 90 days or less. And then I worked at Adobe coming out of college, got 2 degrees from Georgia State University, one in marketing, one in finance.
Dude, that's amazing. You have a really awesome story. I think you're what they would call a serial entrepreneur.
I try to dabble a little bit of things, man. I got some interests. My goal is focusing on RightSee right now. And then once we exit or you get acquired or I think, you know, it's a lot of things we can do from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's very clear, just like in the way you talk about it, the way you just jump in talking about your product, you believe in it. It's not anything that you know, this isn't just your next gig. You're doing something that you really care about, and I can already tell that, which is really, really awesome.
For sure, man. We've been doing career advancement since 2018, so
yeah,
it's going on 6 years.
And I think what's so, I mean, in Tulsa and kind of this the organization that helps me produce this podcast, that's all kind of about like career advancement and connecting people to careers. And I think it's so interesting. Just like zooming out a little bit, like how necessary that is in like the U.S. job market.
Oh, yeah.
We need help.
100%.
This big wide world out there is not easy to navigate. Employers don't necessarily know what they want sometimes or know what they need. No shade to employers.
That's true.
And candidates sometimes don't know how to even navigate to meet the needs of employers, too. So I think it's really cool to see like the innovation happen in this space, both from like, you know, something like a nonprofit approach, like what we do. And then also like from this, you know, like very SaaS based technology, AI based technology, technology of the future, really kind of coming in and showing, you know, consumers and businesses like what the 21st century looks like now, which is really, really cool.
What the future holds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
And I'd love to, for you to kind of focus a little bit on, you know, we just talked about you're almost on your 1 year being in Tulsa. Tell me about that. What's your relationship like with it? How has it been this past year?
Yeah, man. So the reason we moved to Tulsa, first and foremost, we raised $2.5 million in December of 2022. And I think
congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate that. It's December 14th, 2022. And a part of our deal was that Atento Capital, which is our co-lead investor, was that we had to move to Tulsa for at least a year. To build the tech startup scene here. And actually, Tulsa just got named as a tech hub like 3 months ago. So congratulations to Tulsa. They're doing the thing. I love it out here. I got a house out here. I'm here to stay. We're building an ecosystem here, man. I think my goal was to get somewhere, get into a city that was early, right before it got saturated.
Yeah.
Or before the houses are crazy expensive. right before a boom.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I got a house like right downtown, 350. Coming from Atlanta, I'm like, that's a steal.
Yeah.
And it's a new build. So it's like, it's amazing. Yeah. But outside of that, you know, just building my personal life in Tulsa, the business has been tremendously, it's grown tremendously in the past year.
Yeah.
We had no product when we came here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so before, Right Seat was something totally different.
Yeah.
We pivoted when we raised the money. Came here with no product, like no integrations, no partners, no clients, nothing.
Start up.
literally nothing, but like an idea.
Yeah.
We launched in March, and from March to now, we have like 21 partners.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing like six figures a month in revenue. It's kind of crazy.
It's boots on the ground, too. Yeah. It's absolutely you guys being in a place, I think, that's well-resourced, and then also figuring out how to leverage your own connections in that well-resourced community. That's awesome. Sure.
The community here is phenomenal. Atento has been some of the best people I've ever dealt with. They take care of us. They support us. They give us the resources. And then just the 36 degrees north incubator, right?
Yeah.
Working at the city hall, being around other tech startup founders. Like, everybody's here to grind, and everybody's here for a reason, and you feel that.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's supportive, man. Everybody wants to see us win.
Yeah.
And we want other people to win as well. So I'm always giving back or like trying to help other founders get to where they need to be, because we've done some things that other founders may have not done or want to do.
Yeah.
So they look up to us for that. And then there's other founders that have done things we haven't done, right? So we look up to them. So I think everybody's supportive in that way, to where it's like nobody left behind type thing. And I really like that here.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head earlier about like getting in a place before it's saturated, before kind of, I think Tulsa, it's interesting. I'm curious how long we're going to talk about, you know, oh, it's before the boom, or before all the crazy stuff happens. You know, it's been like 4 years we've been talking about it. Well, when is the boom? I think it's happening, but it's we're here on the front lines building it.
Right.
And so I think it's meaning more to us now or
for sure.
to be here.
For sure.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I also was going to say, as a former Attentorn, I'm a big Attento fan.
Oh, you're an Attentorn? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I was like the second class of Attentorns back in 2020.
That's what's up. We had an Attentorn, actually. They were doing like data, they had data science and a customer success intern.
Awesome.
It was cool.
That's super cool. Yeah, it's that program. I mean, there was six of us when I started, and now anytime there's an Attentorn class, that's like 45.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. No, it's crazy. But they do help a lot, though.
Absolutely. I think it's really cool that kind of get to either work on the VC side or working with the startups themselves.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I'd love to kind of talk a little bit. I'm going to brag on you a little bit. I did some LinkedIn digging and saw some things that I really wanted to kind of highlight about your background and hear a little bit about what your experience with those things were. So
okay, cool.
You're the president of the Alpha Kappa Psi chapter when you were in college.
Yep.
Right after you graduated, landed a role as a financial analyst at Adobe.
Yep.
Huge. You're a founder, of course.
This is your second founding.
And you also host a podcast, you know, all of these things before you're in your current role as a co-founder and CMO.
Yep.
For Rightsea. So like, and you're 20 and you're 26 years old. I'm sorry to dox you, that's all of those are amazing. I mean, that's amazing accomplishments. I'd love for you to kind of talk about and just a little bit of like reflection, you know, what has navigating, you know, all those different roles and capacities in such a short time. It's a short time, but it's also 8 years. I mean, that's a long time in the grand scheme of things, but I just kind of like to hear how you kind of think about that.
Yeah, man. I think college was very like a real pivotal moment for me.
Yeah.
Like my freshman year, I was like a walk-on football player and doing all the wrong things, I guess. But I wouldn't say necessarily wrong things, but wasn't really focused.
Yeah.
Junior year, I stopped playing football, and that's when I pivoted to like, man, I came to this university to get a business degree.
Yeah.
Let me do that. Like, I'm not going to the NFL. Like, that's not my dream. I'm a businessman. And I think that's what kind of shaped my career is when I started thinking about it like that.
Yeah.
And I was very intentional about the jobs I got. I wanted to get internships, start getting real world experience. And I think that's what a lot of people don't focus on in college. It's like, I'm just going to class and like, yeah, that's cool. But like the things that I remember from Georgia State University are the people that I met and the organizations that I were a part of.
Yeah.
Because they taught me, like Alpha Kappa Psi was the president of the business fraternity. And that taught me how to run a business. I got it for free.
Yeah.
I could mess up and did like, it didn't really
lower stakes.
No repercussions.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't charged any fines or anything like that. Like, it was like, okay, like, we gave you a budget. You didn't do something right. It's okay. That's what this is for, right? To teach you how to manage people. I had 50 people in my chapter.
Dang.
And it was all different types of personalities. People were at my neck. I'm staying up to like 2-3 in the morning trying to make things happen.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to party. I'm trying to get things done.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like to have a balance. Like my motto is work hard, play harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the work comes first.
Absolutely.
You feel me? So I'm not playing if work's not getting done.
Yeah.
And that's just how I felt about things when I was in college. But and then my internship, people were asking me like how I got my internships. How did I get? I interned at Wells Fargo in 2018. They moved me to Minneapolis. Stayed there for like 10 weeks, which is crazy. I'm 21, getting like $25-$30 an hour. Like, I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I went from the bank making $15 an hour, things like that. But I would say overall, man, my college experiences, being in orgs, getting the job at Adobe, all came down to my network.
Yeah.
And my grit, honestly, like I just had a goal in mind. I set the tone. I made a decision. I said, I have to get this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do everything in my power to get it. And it worked out. Like, not saying everything's perfect. I've most definitely had rejection emails from applications, things like that, but I kept going.
Yeah, you put yourself out
I persevered through the storm.
Yeah.
And I got to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think for anybody that's, you know, maybe struggling with achieving your goals, like, don't think, you know, it's end all be all. Just keep going, find your lane, maneuver, pivot, do what you got to do to get to your destination. There's more than one way to get there.
Yeah.
You got to make it happen.
I love that. I think it's really interesting to hear, and I love that, you know, this podcast gets the opportunity to hear so many different people's approach to finding their own lane. Because, you know, you hear that advice like, oh, find your own lane. What if I don't even know what lanes there are?
You're not
like,
going to.
I'm not even on the highway or whatever.
But you're not going to.
Yeah.
You got to do more.
Yeah.
Like, do more, be more, have more.
That's
my other motto. Like, I heard this from this guy named Myron Golden. Look him up on YouTube. He's a phenomenal speaker, like business and like spiritual coach. He said, do more, be more, have more. You do more, you be more. You be more, you have more.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people just don't do enough.
Yeah.
And they think they do. So they hear somebody that actually does enough. And it's about your environment.
Yeah.
Like, if you're around people that don't do anything, you're not going to do anything. So surround yourself with better people.
I agree. I think it's interesting. We're just in such an interesting cultural moment for all the generations that are kind of like at play. You know, if you're a young person and whatever you classify as young, you know, probably like 18 to 40 is what I would say. You're not old if you're 41. You're just. Maybe not in what I'm classifying it as.
Right.
But I think that the pandemic definitely like impacted a lot of us 100%. At so many different moments, you know, whether it was you were just starting out, you had been in it for a couple of years, or you're like, wait, this is a complete shift. Like, you're seeing a complete shift of how things were before COVID and after COVID.
For sure.
And so I think that's really why like something like your product and what you're doing with helping people find careers is really, really important, because that is like the working age of people right now.
Right.
I think that those are the people that like really need help figuring out if they're in the right lane or if they need to, you know, switch lanes or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Pivot.
Yeah, absolutely. Pivot. And I think too, just this digital age, you know, you and I grew up probably with cell phones.
No, for sure.
I think I got a cell phone when I was 12 years old.
I had one when I was like six.
Oh my gosh. Dang. which is great. I mean, at this point, that's more than half my life. So like more than half my life now, I've had access to, you know, almost like 24 hour internet and all that, you know, anything was at the touch of my fingertips. And I think that we still kind of have, as a society, haven't really collectively grasped the implications of what that means. Yeah. Like as the like older generation that like didn't necessarily have that.
Right.
There's like this clash in terms of values and things. So
You got it easy. It's at your fingertips. Why are you complaining?
Exactly. I had to do it this way, you know, and this is the only way to do it because I had to do it this way, which it's like, that's not necessarily true anymore.
Right. No, facts. You got to adapt, man. I think that goes to show like people's lack of like facing reality.
Yeah.
Like they make their own reality. When it's a whole world out here that's using AI, no, I don't want to use AI. Okay.
Well, you're going to be left behind. Exactly.
Like, you got to adapt, man. Like, things change. That's life.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we're painting some broad strokes here. And, I want to just, like, disclaim with, like, these are just observations. You know, I'm not out here prescribing the world's woes onto a whole generation or anything like that. It just is kind of like a little bit how I woke up today and a little bit how I have been seeing kind of the world and not even the world. How I've been seeing people in my network, how I've been seeing people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then also what I have access on my phone. That is the world. How that is influencing them. And, what are people's struggles and what are people grasping onto as like a cultural moment? And I think that, like we're kind of about to talk about too, when we get into a little bit more to your product, like the technology of the future is making big waves. And the pushback or the push for it is really interesting to kind of like play with in discourse. So.
No, for sure. But I mean, even if you're, you know, you have, like, we're talking about things that people might disagree with or agree with, I stand 10 toes on what I say. And I believe, like, you know, you got to pick and choose a side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in the middle. Like, I stand, like, if you don't know how to adapt, you need to learn how to adapt.
Yeah.
You will get left behind. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I have friends that don't want to use AI and, oh, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that because I don't believe the world should be this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're out of a job or... Now you're mad because things didn't work out, but that's life.
Yeah.
If you're not open to adapting, man, you're not going to last long.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. And I think it's really like that point of like, you're going to get left behind in so many different ways.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah.
Because you had the opportunity to learn. I mean, YouTube is free. Like you have no excuse.
Yeah.
You have no excuse. Like literally no excuse. So
yeah,
I don't feel bad for those people. It's more so like, make the change.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. And the change is sometimes, yeah, I think it's interesting. It can be scary. And there's definitely people out there to help you navigate the change.
For
You're not on your own.
For sure.
And I think there's people like, honestly, people like you that would give you great advice on on how to navigate, you know, an interest.
Nothing's
just come
easy.
With that interest. Come with, do something to put yourself in that
Nothing's
situation.
Easy. Nothing worth having comes easy.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm just telling you that you can do it.
You can do it. Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of doing it and doing really cool things and really doing it your own way, I really think that, you know, working at Rightsea and founding that company alongside a co-founder and what you do now is really kind of walking the walk with kind of the things that you're talking about. I'd love to kind of just like maybe focus in a little bit on that entrepreneurial journey for you. You know, being a co-founder, you kind of don't just wake up and be like, I'm going to start a company one day.
Sure.
Well, sometimes you do.
But you might.
And maybe that's how it works, but maybe that wasn't how it was for you. I'd be curious to hear kind of like what your experience with that was like.
Yeah, man, that's crazy you asked. Glad you asked that question too. It's a really cool story. So my first business was Spark Your Resume. I actually never thought about entrepreneurship until... That's why you have to have good friends.
Yeah.
This guy that I went to college with named Michael, really smart guy. He's doing this thing right now in the corporate world. He was like, man, you need to start a business. I see you helping all these people in college, like your internships, help with their LinkedIn. You're helping them with, you know, interview prep, like resumes, cover letters. These aren't the only people that need your services. Like, my mom could probably use your services.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she needs help. Other people need help. He's like, man, start a business, man. You can really make some good money doing this. And actually help a lot of people. Like, people need to hear what you have to say and use your strategies because they work, obviously. And I was like, man, you might be right. But I never thought about this. I'm like, a business? I don't know. Like, I don't know about that. I'm about to go to Adobe. I'm about to, you know, chill, you know, work my corporate 9 to 5, clock in, go home, relax.
Yeah.
Then I started looking into it. Internet is free, right? I'm like, okay, this doesn't look too bad. Like, I can start a business, get a logo, and I got a network already of people that like, know, and trust me. I can reach out to them. And even before I started a business, I validated that would people pay for this.
Yeah.
I'm on my Instagram story, like, yo, I'll do your resume for like $50. People start cash at me, $50 to do your resume. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. And then when you make your first dollar without, like, from a stranger or maybe even a friend, you're like, man, this is actually possible.
Yeah.
Like, people are paying for this. So that's what kind of validated my product or business. And then from there, I just start building a website, start scaling it. And then I think first month, I think I made like $1,500 coming out the gate. And I was like, oh man, this might be something.
Yeah.
And then I went to go shut it down because I had like 10 orders to do in like 48 hours. Went to go hire some resume writers and then went back up. I think the most money I made in a month with Spark Your Resume, it was like 30, 35K.
Wow.
In a month throughout my 3 years of running it. And then I met my co-founder, Brandon Mitchell. Well, that's one of the co-founders. And I got Amit Nath and Hansler. So Amit is like head of sales and then Hansler is our CTO.
Gotcha.
But they all worked together at another business called Brand Resumes. We were competitors. And Brandon was on Earn Your Leisure. Which is a huge podcast, business podcast. And I heard him on there. One of my friends hit me up. He was like, yo, you got to go listen to this episode. This guy made 250K first year of business, resume writing. He's like, I know you're starting your business. You got to go, you know, listen to this. I was like, no way. So I went to go listen to it, hit him up on Instagram. He gave me all the game. And I respected that because he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, he knew. I was like, man, I'm starting the same business as you. He's like, man, I got all the game for you. Here's what to do. Here's what not to do. And I just went to go execute on it. And that's how I kind of just started building it. And then we kept the relationship going. We start talking once a week. Then it's like every couple of days. Now it's every day. Just giving him game on stuff to do that I found out in my business.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the, what is it called? Reciprocity.
Yes.
Right. Cause he gave to me. So I'm going to give back to him. The law of reciprocity.
Absolutely.
Right. And just because he gave me all this game, I'm like, man, how can I help this guy, you know, elevate his game? And then he was like, yo, I'm about to go build this tech company called Rightsea. I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't really know him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Go build it and come back to me.
Yeah.
And he went to go build the software, came back. I was actually a customer first, using that for Spark Your Resume to run my business. Cause we had like this business management solution that we built. That was the first product.
Okay.
We sold it to like service-based businesses. They paid a subscription per month to use it for their team to manage their operations. And it was white label, so they could put their own logo on it, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
They used that. I used that for Spark Your Resume. And he was like, man, I need help with marketing. I've been watching you grind, for the past 2 years. I think he's the perfect guy. We can do more together than separate.
Yeah.
It took me 8 months to join. I'm like, man, I'm not about to work for nobody.
You were a hard sell.
I was a hard sell, 100%. He told me that quite often. He's like, man, I had to recruit you. I was like, yeah, that's true. But that's my guy, man. Yeah. Love them guys to death. And we've been rocking ever since. So I joined Right Seat March 2022. And now it's February 2024. So almost 2 years in the game.
Yeah.
We've done a lot over the past 2 years. Thankful for the opportunity. And to be around guys that get it, know it, and want it.
Yeah.
Is a blessing. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I love hearing that. I think it's a little bit of the things that I think I really enjoy about hearing how kind of these companies get started is like there's something about like fellowship,
sure.
You know, between, you know, like-minded individuals that see a problem in the world and want to go solve it. I think that's something that I've kind of just on my own entrepreneurial journey, that's like something that sticks out. You know, like I've found someone that is like thinking about a problem in the exact same way that I am. And I think that's probably something similar that you guys feel. But also like there is that like there's that like the entrepreneurial bug like bites you in a way, like in what I think the feeling that you get from like, you know, like you said, making that first dollar from a stranger,
it's or crazy.
Like making that like or like seeing the light bulb in someone else's head about something that you can provide to them or whatever, that's like you can solve their problems.
Yep.
That feels different than, you know,
dopamine.
Yeah, exactly. It feels different than like, you know, oh, I sent this email correctly,
sure.
You know, like,
for sure.
It just is that like next level of like, I'm actually doing something that I see the value in.
Money talks.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's not only see the value in, other people see the value in it too.
And it's like their own money they're spending with you because they can't do something that you're providing.
Yeah. Which is super cool. And I'm looking over on LinkedIn just to kind of see folks that I know that work at Right Seat. And I see Brandon at the gym.
Oh, yeah, bro. You were going to Boston?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be lifting that. Lots of folks in the ecosystem work out there. And then Amit, I definitely recognize. I think we've been connected on LinkedIn for a while.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've had the... I at least know of him, but
it seems like the first Friday.
Exactly. I was like, first Friday is probably where it's been because I do be going to those.
Yep. Shout out to Atento.
Oh, yeah. And we're about to get to them. I think it's really cool to just hear like your, thank you for sharing that journey too.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think it's interesting to kind of hear too. I think your perspective and experience is a little interesting because sometimes people are, I think the word co-founder, if you were to like dissect that a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of had to be recruited to be a part of this like foundational team that all shares this title, but then also shares their individual
roles.
Function.
Yep.
You've got Amit doing sales.
Yep.
You're doing marketing. You know, Brandon's doing kind of like the CEO and like the real the chess pieces of it all or whatever.
Yep.
And then you've got another guy that does Hansla does technology, obviously the product guy.
Yep.
It's really cool to kind of see how all those pieces come together under that, you know, startup environment, you know. It's really, it's really, really cool. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think my last question to you would definitely be kind of about what's next for you guys? You know, where do you see Right Seat going? And also, I forgot to mention this. I've had the chance to look at the product. You gave me a demo last week.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm like blown away. Literally the stuff that you were doing in our 30-minute call was stuff that I know for a fact has taken me hours on a Saturday.
Oh, for sure.
You're like, oh, I can negotiate your salary for you if you just do this. And it constructed the resume like that. I mean, like the AI of the future and what you guys are doing is really, really awesome. Just like from that demo, you sold me if I had the money for it, or if I had the need.
Yeah, sure.
Thank, blessed to not have the need right now. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's next for you guys.
Yeah, most definitely. I appreciate your feedback on the product, man. That means a lot to us. We work hard on that. I think what's next is to keep going. One, we are raising another round, $3 million seed round. So any investors, SaaS, HR tech, most definitely contact me. My email is leander@rightseat.com or brandon@rightseat.com. And then just scaling, man, more partnerships, integrated with more job boards, keep building more features. making the product even better than what it is right now. I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't necessarily focus on, especially at the early stages, like, oh, we got a good product. Let me just need to sell it now.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, constantly tell my team, like, how can we make it even better than what it is right now? What other features do people want? Can we add, like, people that people may not think about but need?
Yeah.
Right? Like, constantly reiterating our product to get it to where it's perfect. And I guess, you know, product isn't necessarily perfect, but that's our goal, right? That's our North Star. And then, you know, more partnerships with workforce development centers, schools, universities, nonprofits, boot camps. So anybody who has relationships to your university career development center, please reach out to me. Most definitely want to get in contact with them because we do have a product that works. And I think it can revolutionize the way students interact with the career centers because we've done our, you know, research and due diligence where the engagement from students to career counselors isn't as high right now.
Yeah.
And they're looking to change that. So I think our product can most definitely help students get more excited about going to their career counselor and using like our product to help them build their resume, cover letter, negotiate their salaries, search for jobs. Because we're also in making our own job board inside the portal now too. So you'll be able to search for jobs inside of there because we have all these partnerships with job boards.
Yeah.
So we can like integrate their job listings into the platform and then recommend specific jobs to you based on your career goals.
That's so awesome.
I think just keep iterating the product. We have the vision is there. This year was about finding product market fit. We found something that people want and can pay for. So I think we checked that box off. Now we're just doing more of it.
Yeah.
Right. So we close one deal. Let's get now. We close one. We can close 10. We close 10. We close 100. We close 100. We close 200, right? And that's our motto. We got the team in place. I think we'll be hiring after we raise the 3 million. So, I know we're looking for a ops manager right now as well.
Awesome.
That is like a technical ops manager. So that can understand like APIs, webhooks, things like that. So if you're looking, if you're interested or if you feel like you qualify to do that, I think we have a job posting up. Just email me though, leander@rightc.com, and then I can just forward you over to the HR department and make sure your application is submitted. So I think hiring good talent, right? Raising money and keep building the product and closing more deals and partnering with the right people. I think that's where we're headed.
That's awesome. I think those are, if I were an investor, I would love to hear those things. I would love to hear that that's what you guys are doing. Not an investor.
Not yet.
Not yet, exactly.
Not yet.
I think that's awesome. I wish you guys all the best. You got a big fan over here of your product and the work that you guys are doing. See you in the ecosystem grinding.
Yes, sir.
And also embracing Tulsa. I mean, I hope that this you look back and Tulsa's been a great place for RightC to grow.
Tulsa has been amazing. Like, I cannot recommend Tulsa enough for any startup founder, even like professionals, like, because the ecosystem here is just different.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would say one thing that I want to leave people off with that's just very personal and like, that I feel like changed my whole perspective on like moving to a new city, is that if you got people that want to see you win, you can never lose.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the Midwest is slept on. There's so many hidden gems out here.
Yeah.
We had, my co-founders went to the Ozarks. Like, man, it's lit out there. I'm like, I went to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, Northwest Arkansas.
I'm like, yo, what is this?
It's crazy over
it's
there.
Smooth.
Yeah. The roads.
Like, yeah. I was like, man, this is a nice little area. Because we went out there for a... angel investor.
Yeah,
412 Angels. Shout out to 412 Angels.
Yeah.
And we went over there for the event. I'm like, hold on now. What's Bentonville?
They got something going on here.
You know?
That's
I'm
super
like,
cool.
That's, I'm like, it's just so many hidden. Just like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Atlanta.
And now you know.
Right, now you know, right? But I'm from Atlanta, so I'm not really thinking like, oh, let's go to Oklahoma. Let's go to Arkansas. Let's go to, it's not crossing my mind to go visit these states.
Yeah.
Or these cities. And it's like, man, once you go there, it's like, bro, this is not bad at all.
Well, yeah, like, once you're close to one, you actually are like, you know, you're talking about Bentonville. That's 2 hours away from here.
2 hours.
Not even far.
Nothing.
Kansas City and
it's like
Dallas,
hours.
Like three or four. Like, not that far.
Yeah, so. Dallas, Kansas City. I think I want to go to, what is it? I think Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
Omaha?
Go check out Omaha. They have a growing tech scene up there, too. I mean,
really?
The Midwest, like you said,
man, slept on. Hidden gems,
we're
man.
Working. They're I'm all like, working. There's a lot of economic development going on in this region. And,
it is.
It's really cool to see and be a part of. So
it is. And we got the number one food hall in the U.S. right now, Mother Road.
Oh, yeah.
I be at Mother Road too much, man. That food is good. I can say that about Tulsa, too. The food is pretty good, so.
That's awesome.
I love Mother Road, man. That's my spot. That's my spot.
Good to hear. Ringing endorsements. We love it.
No facts.
Thank you so much, Leander. This has been a great episode, and I really appreciate your insights, your perspectives, all your advice to people. I honestly, you know, anyone listening, I hope you take some of this stuff to heart. And like you said, reach out to you based on some of those things you mentioned.
So. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Connect on LinkedIn is just Leander Howard II. Instagram is Leander Howard II. You can find me anywhere on social with Leander Howard II.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Grow With Us. Grow With Us is supported by In Tulsa Initiatives. If you're interested in learning more about In Tulsa services for job placement and workforce development, please visit talent.intulsa.com. From there, you can join our talent network where you'll get access to our newsletter, and our talent team will make sure we put the right opportunities on your radar. We put the choice to pursue a new career and opportunities in your hands. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to be notified when more episodes of Grow With Us are released. Let us know what you think about how we're doing by rating and reviewing. It really helps. Grow With Us is edited and engineered by Rant 9 Productions and Jesse Ulrich. This has been Grow With Us.